From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. UK broadcasters are projecting that Britain has voted to leave the 28-nation European Union in a historic referendum as the pound tumbles to a 31-year low against the dollar following these results. The figures delivered a deep shock to financial markets, overturning earlier anticipation of a narrow victory for Remain. VOA's Luis Ramirez is in London.
People I spoke to at the polling station said they have made their minds up for quite a while, despite what they said was really a great deal of confusion, lots of facts and figures being thrown out by both sides. Many people didn't know quite what to believe. They'd made up, though, their mind long ago. There was a group of voters who were undecided until just a few hours before the referendum began. And while those people gave it some final thought, looked at the final arguments and decided that they should vote because this is a historic election.
Well, if the win is confirmed, it will be the first time ever that a country has left the EU. They were hugging each other. Some were crying. The large crowd of immigrants, advocates and politicians gathered outside the U.S. Supreme Court Thursday after the justices' tie vote left in place a ruling that blocked President Barack Obama's plan to extend deportation protection to millions of undocumented immigrants.
Today also reminds me that we just have to keep fighting because so many millions of people, like my parents, are waiting for this.
The 4-4 decision, advocates say, produced tears and disappointment, but also will motivate people to vote in the upcoming presidential election. This is VOA News. A judge has found a police officer in Baltimore, a Baltimore police van driver, not guilty of all charges in the death of 25-year-old Freddie Gray, whose broken neck in police custody set off Baltimore's worst riots in decades. Six officers were charged in Gray's death, but only Officer Caesar Goodson was accused of murder. Gray was fatally injured after officers bound his hands and feet, and Goodson left him unprotected by a seatbelt that prosecutors say would have kept him from slamming into the van's metal walls. House Democrats ended their 26-hour sit-in outside the U.S. Capitol Thursday singing the civil rights anthem, "We Shall Overcome," after an extraordinary protest for a vote on gun control legislation. Democrats say their efforts succeeded even though they didn't get the votes they were seeking. At a news conference afterward, they said their efforts had raised awareness around the world. And noting the families who lost loved ones in the mass shooting in Orlando, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi vowed to keep fighting.
"We hope to give them some hope that their grief, and so many of them who are grieving, have turned their grief into action in order to get some guns laws passed so that other families are spared."
Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan said the sit-in was just a fundraising publicity stunt. UN Syrian envoy Staffan de Mistura says he hopes intra-Syrian talks can resume sometime next month. The last session broke down at the end of April as the then two-month-old cessation of hostilities began to unravel.
"Don't forget, the cessation of hostilities took place when the Russian Federation and U.S. agreed on something, and that produced a critical mass. We are looking for the same type of critical mass on the beginning of the political transition."
The envoy has held two rounds of proximity talks in Geneva with delegations from the Syrian government and moderate opposition. The mayor of Argentina's capital said Thursday that the Buenos Aires Zoo will be turned into an ecological park. He says the zoo will gradually relocate most of its 1,500 animals to sanctuaries in Argentina and abroad because they're not living in adequate conditions. He said Argentina's following a global trend of turning zoos into parks and animal sanctuaries where animals can live in a natural habitat, not surrounded by noise and buildings. The Buenos Aires Zoo was inaugurated in 1875 in what used to be the outskirts of the capital, but is now a neighborhood near busy avenues and buildings. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.